doing. Praise God. If I go up, I believe it's Matthew 5:16. Say, but what that Matthew 5:16 it says, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works. Praise God, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God. So when we start talking about behaving, praise God, we ought to behave in our daily life. We ought to behave in our witness. Because if you look at that same verse of scripture, Matthew 5 chapter, verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before them. Amen. In other words, so that what? And there's a phrase in there, that they may what? See. Amen. See, that's your witness. Yeah. Amen. See, we as Christian brothers and sisters, praise God, our witness to this world ought to be a witness that exemplifies, that is an example of Christ Jesus. Praise God. And if we exemplify and if we be like Christ Jesus, if we emulate Christ Jesus in all that we do, praise God, all that we say, praise God, let me tell you something. We're going to be some of the most happiest people on the face of this earth. Praise God. But not only is our witness should be, praise God, in our daily life, not only should it be a witness before this world, but you want to know something? Our behavior ought to be great in our church fellowship. I think I'm going to have a drink of water on that. You see, Paul, you know how Paul put it like this. He was given in 1 Timothy, he was given the qualifications of the pastor and the deacon. Amen. He was laying out those qualifications. Then after he had finished laying out these qualifications, let me read what he told Timothy. Praise God. In 1 Timothy 3:15. Amen. You can read it if you have it in your Bible. I didn't just write this. It said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to what? Behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Amen. There's a way that we ought to behave right here in the church house. Praise God. That should never be a reason. You always hear me say this, praise God. Not that I've seen anything going on in here, but I need to talk about it, praise God, so that it won't ever go on. That shouldn't be a time, praise God, when we walk inside the church house, praise God, and not speak to a brother or a sister, praise God, because of an ought that we had. Praise God, some 50, 60 years ago. Praise God. That should not be a time when we look at a brother or sister who is a brother and sister in Christ Jesus, praise God, and hold something against them because what they used to be out there on that street. Don't you know that anybody who is in Christ Jesus is a new creation? Amen. And if we behave, praise God, in our daily lives, if we behave in our witness to others, and praise God, and it's certainly if we behave on the inside of the church with our brothers and our sisters, praise God, let me tell you something, you're going to be one of the happiest men, women, boys, and girls for the rest of your life because you're going to have things going on. I got to tell you that. You talking about having it going on, you will have it going on. Amen. So we're not only going to be, we must just believe. We'll not just behave, but praise God. Let me give you that third B. Praise God. We must beware. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, we must beware. Say, we must beware. I know there's a couple of military folks out there. You know, we have this saying in the military, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. That's going to sink in a minute. To be forewarned, I'm talking about in the area of intelligence. I'm talking about going out there gathering information about the enemy. In other words, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. You'll know how to arm yourself. And there are some things that we, praise God, as believers in Christ Jesus, must be aware of as we approach this new year. Amen. Can I just give you three of them that we need to be aware of? First of all, we need to be aware of the deception of men. Oh yes, because we have some folks that will stand and say some things. Praise God. Oh, she's raising. Oh.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Yes, he is. See, when you get to the point where he's everything to you, then things changes in your life. Yeah, you might have a lot of things down here, but when he's everything, then your perspective is totally different. Oh, everything to me. He's everything to me. Everything to me. Oh, yes. Oh, he's everything to me. Bless the Lord. We serve an awesome God. And I say good morning to each and every one of you that are here this morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. God is a good God, and he's blessing us right now. He's done great and great things. He's done great things. You know what? You still alive. You yet living. Isn't that great? That you're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of you. Isn't it great that somebody don't have you in an urn? Or what they call it? It's called an urn. Sitting up on over their fireplace. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I didn't want to disturb nobody, but you know, people are doing all kinds of things to remember. I was looking at the news and some report the other night, and the doctors come up with a new kind of thing that they're doing now. They freeze people and keep them froze and then bring them back to life, and you know, all kinds of things, new technologies are happening now. But you ought to just thank God that you're just living. You're able today to glorify him. Bless the Lord today for Sister Solomon and to all of you today. God is an awesome God, and he's a wonderful God. Church would not be church if you wasn't here this morning. You're not here by accident. You know, it's not just accident. It's not just an accident you're here. God has brought you here. And so we are thankful this morning for you being here. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, our relationship month is what we're talking about this month. Last 2 weeks we talked about dysfunctions in our families and dysfunctions in our society. And today we're going to talk today, we're still talking about relationships, and relationships are important. I want to talk about today the relationship of marriage, single, widowed, divorced, and I'm going to hit on a little of all of those things today. Now, I don't want nobody getting squeamish and getting all that kind of stuff, because I'm going to talk. Y'all know me. I just go right on down the line. Just drop it and say it like it is. And, you know, so that you just tighten up your seatbelt and get ready. I think I'm going to be real mild this morning. I think. I don't know yet, but I think I'm going to be real mild this morning. Amen. And I want to be very practical this morning, because we're living where people need to know. You know, our people nowadays are not deep theologically. They're not deep. Amen. Minister Hughes, it's good to have you this morning. Sister Hughes, I'm telling you, I seen tears flowing. You touched the hearts of people this morning. Amen. I got a few folks that real tender in the way, and I looked at some that what I thought was not so tender, and they were weeping. And you touched the heart of people this morning with your the expression this morning of drama through drama. That ability many people have, but they won't use it. They don't know, understand that gifts are for the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and I will not this morning dare read all 40 verses of this morning. What we'll do is I will take a few verses and at a time and work with this. I am sure, very sure, that most of you have read this before. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you this morning for the eyes and the ears of your people today. Open them, God, that we might hear from you, and God, that you might prick our hearts, that we might do better in our relationships, oh God, with one another. You said, God, in your word, that how dwelleth the love of God in us. We see our brother in need and shut up our bowels of compassion. Thank you today, God. Help us right now, and we shall glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give me just a little more volume. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 this morning, I'm going to talk about, just use this as a kickoff this morning. We're talking about relationships, and this is what we've been talking about for all the last 2 weeks. As you talk about relationship has to do with people coming together. Coming together, relation. And relationship, see, now let me share something that I've found out that's very important. Everybody have some types of relationships. Every person is in relationship to somebody some kind of a way. Now when it comes to two things, we are in relationship with the Lord through Jesus Christ, with God through Jesus Christ. We are in fellowship one with another. Important thing that we must understand is that there is always, since we are human beings, then there is always going to be some type of connection. We need to be able to deal with one another in all kinds of, you know, just wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we're still human beings. We still have feelings. We still have emotions. We still hurt. We still, you know, talk. We still need affection. We still need care. All of these are things that makes us. So then there's an interaction. What you bring is important to me. What that one brings is important. What that other one brings is important because it all makes us human and it all makes us function in this society. What if everyone in this society stayed to themselves? You was in a remote place by yourself. You was in a remote place by yourself. Then that would not be the harmony that we have to make things work. Remember when God, I'm coming back. Remember when God had Adam and Eve and he told them to go out, multiply, replenish the earth. And then the flood came. Then he drowned them all in the flood. And then Noah starts the race over again. And then he sends them out and he tells them to go out and scatter themselves abroad. What happens then? They go to and they start building a tower to Babel. And they were missing what God wanted them to do. God says, spread out. I don't want y'all all just right here in one place. So people have been trying for years, you know, to subjugate, make one group better than the other group. God says, spread out everywhere. All of us are interconnected. If the earth is populated, let me go back. If the earth is populated by Adam in the beginning and then Noah the second time, then Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives. So there's 8 people that started where we are today. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And God said what? Go out and spread out from here. The nations, the races, the cultures, all starts back again after the flood. And God destroyed the earth, the people on the earth, because of their rebellion and because of their sinfulness.
So we need interconnection. Everybody say we need interconnection. So don't let the other person around you take you down. You need proper connection.